Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Hey, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. As always, you are welcome to participate with this show. No matter where in the world you are listening, no matter how you are listening, you can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Just tell us who you are, where you're from, and feel free to ask a question or to make a statement. Of course, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. Keep doing what you're doing. Never forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. The power of one's incredible. You are one step away from the life you want. You are one step away from the community you want, the relationship you want, the friendship you want, the type of life that you want. You're one step away, but you can't just think it. You can't just want it. We become experts at thinking and wanting things. You have to do it. You have to take that step. And remembering that power of one is powerful. Take that power of one. If you want a better community, a better world, one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. If you want a better career, take one step towards what that means. Take one step towards fixing up your resume. Take one step towards signing up for a class. One step at a time is how you're going to get there. Oftentimes we are deterred. We are deterred by the monumental size of the change we see in our lives. We see the mountain instead of seeing the simple steps we take to climb that mountain. We see the entire mountain of change and we become intimidated. Let today be the day. Let today be the day you are no longer intimidated by the monumental size of the change you want, but instead be empowered by your ability to do it one step at a time. Never, ever forget that power of one. You know, today we're going to be talking about not rejected, but redirected. This is something that I wanted to speak about only because you see it so often. So often you see how people are deflated or feel defeated, and they think that this great journey of life is at its end when we see some sort of detour. You know, it's funny because when we're in cars, we see this fine. We see this clearly. It's so funny the dissonance we have in different aspects of our life, how we reapply different logic and different agreements with reality to different parts of our life. And if you're driving in your car and you're on your way somewhere, whether it's a GPS or it's a place you've gone a million times and you know how to get there, it's so incredible how if there's construction, if there's road work, if there's an accident, whatever it is, and you have to take a detour, at no point in time do you go, oh, well, I guess that's the end of the journey. Detour, oh, that's it. We can't have it. We can't get to where we want to get. We would never say that. We know immediately that the detour may delay us, but it doesn't necessarily deny us. And we know this in the journey with our cars. We know this in the journey with our trucks. We know this in the journey with our bicycles and mopeds and motorcycles. We know this when we're on an actual road. But we seem to forget it when we apply this to the journey of life. And now the roads don't seem so defined. They are more something you feel than something you see. And somehow a detour, we will often confuse a detour with the end of the journey. We'll confuse a detour with something that denies us instead of delaying us, or instead of, more accurately, redirecting us. So let's talk about that today. I want to hear your stories. I want you to share in the feedback. I want you to share about this, because this is so important. So many times I've had clients for almost two decades now. It's been a while. And I've had these clients, and so often we speak about their goals or their dreams and their journey to those things. We speak about them as if they have stopped. And the more you delve into the psyche of the person who has stopped on the road to their dreams, on the road to their goals, they have indeed stopped. And they'll tell you that they stopped because they reached a dead end. They reached a point of no return, when in fact, you realize they hadn't. It was a detour, not a denial. It was a redirection, not a rejection. It's so interesting how this happens with us. It's so interesting how we have trouble seeing this. We're able to, here we go back into the brain and into the mind and our capacity. It's so interesting how we're able to see and theorize and understand our physical journey. If you get into a vehicle, if you get into your car, into your truck, into your motorcycle, whatever it is, we can see this. This is something that was made. It was literally built. The roads, the streets, the signs, all of this were literally built with our capacity in mind, with our capacity, standard capacity to understand in mind. That's how they're able to make standardized tests to see if you will be a capable driver, if you're able to navigate using our signs and our roads and what these lines mean and what these arrows mean and what these colors mean. And that there's a standard that they know that the proficient mind can handle at the most basic level. It's fascinating how we can understand that is within our capacity to understand that. We know that we are in a vehicle. We know the capacity of that vehicle. We know its strengths. We know its weaknesses. We know where it can go. We know where it can't go. We have the capacity of this vehicle in our mind, and we're able to put that into the box of understanding. When we incorporate roads, we know where the roads lead us. We know what the lights mean. We know what the arrows mean. We know what lane we're supposed to be in, what lane we're not supposed to be in, how fast we're supposed to be going. And when there's a detour, we know that the arrows are pointing us in the direction we need to go. We are able to understand that. So it's in the realm of the capacity of our mind to digest and help us move efficiently. So when we see a detour, we don't think that we are rejected. We know that we're simply being redirected. We'll still get to our destination. It's just going to take a different route. And we need to pay attention when we take that different route. We got to look for the signs that keep telling us, hey, the detour is this way, the detour is this way, the detour is this way. We look in these directions. But when we step out of that, when we step out of that basic capacity to understand and we start talking about ourselves, when we start talking about ourselves, we start seeing that our vision becomes a little more distorted. Because when you're in your car, when you're in your truck, when you're on your motorcycle, you know what you're on. You know what you're riding. You know the capacity limitations of that vehicle you're in. We often have a diluted sense of ourselves. So for ourselves in this journey of life, we often do not see the greatness inside of us. The greatness inside of us is often not even understandable. We very rarely, most people live within the parameters of the lowest part of their life. Most people will live and die in the parameters of safety. They will dwell in the bowels of their capability. That's why you see generation after generation after generation, similar. That is not a reflection of the human capacity. That is a reflection of the human's mind's limitation and how powerful your brain can convince you to be no better than the generation before you. So we often don't understand the greatness inside of us. So our vision of ourselves tends to be limited. So when there's a detour in the journey of life, because our own understanding and vision is limited, we feel rejected instead of redirected. And we are no longer paying attention to the road ahead of us or where this detour is taking us. We adopt a visualized vehicle of victim mentality. And we say, I was rejected. I was turned away. The door of opportunity was slammed in my face. We find very dramatic ways of saying this. And at no point do we realize that while one door may have closed, there are many doors that lead into that direction. There are many doors that will get you to where you need to go. There are many doors that will get you to the same place. Or, what's beautiful about this design, there are doors that will get you to a place that you didn't even know you wanted to go. Oh, sometimes I look back because of our limited capacity to think about how great we are, the greatness of our potential, the greatness of our capability. Sometimes we shoot low. I can't think of who said this great quote, but somebody, I want to say it was something like Michelangelo, said something like, it's not about setting high goals and not reaching them. The dangerous part is setting low goals and hitting them. We often set low goals and hit them, which is why we find so many people reaching a level, they feel that they reached a level of success, but they're miserable because you set low goals and hit them. You set a goal based on what society or what someone else's opinion of what your goal should be is. You let someone else or society peer pressure you into a goal set that once you reached, means nothing to you because they weren't yours. So sometimes in life you think, and I think back about the goals that I've had sometimes, and sometimes the things that I felt like I was rejected from, or perhaps felt like I wasn't on the right path, or whatever it may be, and I wasn't getting what it was that I wanted. I can't help but think back and thank this universe, thank this God for having the mercy, for showing me the mercy by not giving me what I want. By detouring me around the low goals I set for myself. By detouring around the low things I attached myself to. By detouring me around the people who were bad for me. by detouring me around the limitations of my own mind, by forcing me at times, forcing me to go uphill when I thought I was going downhill, and forcing me to work hard when I thought it was going to be easy, forcing me to fight for it when I thought it was going to be handed to me. I want to thank that system. Because when you realize that you're not rejected, that you're actually redirected, when you realize this, you start paying attention. You start paying attention to your attachments. A lot of times when we feel that we've been rejected from something, it is our attachment, more often than not, our unhealthy attachment to that thing that causes us to experience this pain. It is the expectation that causes us this pain. It is that sense of entitlement. You feel rejected because you felt entitled. How would your life change if you look at the things that you feel rejected you and recognize the truth that you were not rejected, but instead that you were redirected? How does your life change once you realize how powerful the opportunity for a new path can be for you? The new people on that path, the journey of that path, what that means for you. It's such an amazing awakening to realize that nothing in this universe happens to you. 100% happens for you. Now that's a beautiful thing to say, and it could even sound poetic, but there are some nasty things in this world. There are some nasty things that take place. There are some nasty events. There are some nasty connections. There are some nasty people. So to think that certain events that can happen, think, well, how dare you think that this doesn't happen to me? I know that it is a challenge to think this way. That thinking in a victim mentality is so much easier. Believe me, I'm aware. And so are 99.9% of the rest of this world's population. But I'm telling you, if you can get past that and see that things happen and they definitely can affect you adversely, nothing happens to you. There is always a message in the mess. There is always an opportunity for a new path in a detour. If you look at it as a rejection, if you look at it as the end of a journey, if you look at it as something that happened to you, you are destined to never crawl out of that victim mentality. You are destined to follow most of the rest of the population and live at the bottom of your capabilities. You've been alive for, I don't know how many years, so this audience varies. But think of all the years that you've been alive. Think of all the years that you've craved more. Think of all the years that you've thought of the things that have rejected you of you. Think of all those things. Think of all the things that you feel have happened to you. Think of all the negative things. It's easy to think of this negative stuff. Most people carry this around with them. Most people do. If I were to tell you to think of all the positive things, all the times you've won, all the times that things have happened and seem to happen unfairly in your favor. We're great at remembering how things seem to happen unfairly against us. But think about the things that happen unfairly in your favor. Sometimes you just, as we use words like this is a miracle or I got lucky, whatever it is, that's ways of us describing things happening in our favor that we really don't feel that we earned or deserved or thought would go that way. There are things that happen like that. If you start thinking about those, If you start thinking about those things, it becomes more challenging. We're not so used to thinking about things that way. We're pattern seekers, remember? We're pattern seekers, and in our reptile brain, we are more likely to seek a pattern to avoid us pain than we are to seek a pattern that brings us pleasure, because we are simple to the things that bring us pleasure. It's simple for us. If going running brings you pleasure, you're going to go running. If watching certain TV shows brings you pleasure, you're going to watch those TV shows. If donuts bring you pleasure, you're going to eat donuts. I mean, and then we can see all the side effects. But we know what brings us pleasure, and we connect to those things. That's why most people are pretty predictable with what they like, what they listen to, what they eat, that kind of stuff, because we know what brings us pleasure, and we'll just follow those things. Where we tend to be more conspiratorial is the things that cause us pain. We become very, very alert to things that cause us pain. We don't like feeling pain. We don't like feeling discomfort. We don't like feeling that at all. We don't like feeling that at all. So we find all these patterns to help us avoid this pain. And this is why we don't risk much, because we know risk brings a chance of pain. Let's not do that. Let me not risk. Let me not speak out. Let me not step up. Let me not try something new at the risk of causing pain. I don't want to be seen this way. I don't want to be heard this way. I don't want to stress about this. I don't want to stress about that. And it keeps us, again, functioning at the most basic level of our function. We go to work, we go home. We have the same conversations. We fall into a rut. We don't keep updated versions of the person we're with. We find ways to try and keep everything still, everything not changing, at the cowardly risk of getting hurt. We don't like rejection. We don't see it as redirection. And we like to keep everything the same. The problem with that is that that creates an uneasiness inside of you. By design, we are so filled with possibility, so filled with opportunity, so filled with greatness, that when we live small, that when we live at the bottom and the basics of our capabilities, we innately know we should be living greater than that, and it creates a disconnect inside that leads us to feeling empty, leads us to feeling unhappy, maybe even depressed. How does your life change if you recognize that maybe you're great, maybe you're greater than the life you're living? That maybe your goals and your dreams that you've been craving, that you've been thinking about, that you've been harping on, that you've been writing about, that you've been putting pictures up of, that you've been praying about, that you've been hoping about, that you've been daydreaming about, maybe the reason you're having them is because the tools you have within you are capable of attaining them, are capable of experiencing them, are capable of living them, are capable with aligning them. And maybe no matter how old you are, you can finally recognize that, step up, and start living that way. A lot of times the things we need to shed are not the pounds on our body. They're not the poisonous people in our lives. They're not the poisonous environment. A lot of times the first thing you have to shed is the lethargic cowardice that keeps convincing you to keep things the same. When you shed that lethargic cowardice, that keeps you convinced to keep things the same. You connect with this reckless soldier inside of you, this reckless free person inside of you that knows no boundaries, no limitations, only possibility and greatness. And then you'll see how quickly those pounds go away. You'll see how quickly those poisonous people go away. You'll see how quickly your environment begins to cultivate. You start seeing the change, not because you initially made the plan, but because you finally, at your age, decided to stop being such a coward and to start living to your potential. How would your life be different if you lived this way? Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, let's talk more. You're not rejected, you're redirected. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Empowered Living. We'll be right back. Yeah, you know, it's a challenge because life sometimes seems to hit you at the moments that you really feel would be the worst moment to get hit. Life doesn't give you permission to knock you down. It just sometimes knocks you down. And it happens periodically throughout your life, and sometimes it seems to happen more often than other times, and sometimes it seems more forgiving. Sometimes it knocks you down and you're down there for a little bit. Sometimes it knocks you down and it seems to start kicking while you're down there, doesn't it? But man, what I've learned is it's not about that knockdown. It's not about the unfairness. It's not about that pain. It's not about the regret. It's not about the feeling sorry for yourself. It's not about that victim mentality. It's not even about what other people might think. What it's about isn't the knockdown. What it's about is what that knocked you down to. Did it knock you back to your base, to what's important? Did the knockdown reveal? Did the knockdown reveal that you had a whole bunch of stuff in your life that you didn't need? Did the knockdown force you into simplicity? Force you back to that great strength within you? That's the question. The question is, do you have the insight to see that? We have learned so much. We've developed our brain so much. We've developed our society so much that we know how to see and use the complex things that make us a great society. We've learned how to use and understand the complex things that keep us entertained, the complex things that keep us connected with each other. But are you developed enough to see the simplicity? Are you developed enough to see how powerful your life can be in the simplest of places? Sometimes the blessing of getting knocked on your ass is that you are reconnected with the simplicity and the base power that you were born with. That innate thing that drives you forward. So the question really becomes not about getting knocked down, but about getting up. And what do you do when you get up? You've had a dream for so long. Go get it. You've had your goals and your wishes and desires for so long. Go get it. Your love for so long. Go live it. Go out there and be the best you can be at all times. And how dare you wait for someone else to give you permission to be amazing? How dare you wait for someone else to validate your life and your blessings? Get out there and be unapologetically you. You were built for an incredible life. You were built for success. Go out there and live this day accordingly. Be unapologetically awesome. That's what you're here for.
So getting knocked back down to your base could be the greatest thing that happened to you. It's in that base that you've washed away and stripped away all the nastiness you don't need. And you're at your greatest potential to shoot back up, to get up and win.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Hey, make sure you check out our website, stevemaraboli.com. You can check out empoweredlivingradio.com for every single show we have ever done, available 100% free. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube. Check it out. And thank you for sharing. Let everybody know what we're up to. We're living at a time where information is readily available to for so many people, the question becomes, what are you going to do with that information? What information are you sharing? What part of an environment are you for someone else? Are you someone who brings them up, or are you someone who takes them down? Are you a taker? Are you a giver? Are you somebody who's always a positive, or someone who's always a negative? Are you someone in between? Are you someone who inspires, who's thoughtful, who's caring? Are you somebody who's not? Figure out what role you play in other people's lives and think of an empowered way to contribute to their lives. And one of the greatest empowered ways that you can contribute to someone's life is to share powerful information. That's why we make everything that we do available 100% free. So that you can share it, and it's shared all over the world. This radio show is heard in over 100 countries, and it's an honor. It's an honor. We're on iTunes. We're just about everywhere. So thank you so much. Today we're talking about, you're not rejected, you're redirected. How powerful a thought process. And I'm telling you this not because I'm a philosopher. I'm telling you this because this is what I live. I realize, and I look back and I look towards all the people who I consider successful, all the people who have inspired me, all the people that are doing the type of things that I wanted to do, all of those people, and I started seeing, what do they see? We're all looking at the same world. We're all looking at the same situations. We're all looking at the same roads. We're all looking at the same thing. But what I noticed is that they, although they're looking at the same thing, they see something differently. What do they see that I'm not seeing? What do they see that everyone else isn't seeing? And what they're seeing is not the rejection. They're seeing the redirection. They're seeing the detour, not the dead end. They're seeing stepping stones, not stumbling blocks. They're seeing these things. So as they see these things, they are able to adjust their life accordingly, as opposed to feeling defeated, feeling deflated, feeling shut down, feeling stopped. They're able to move forward with their lives in an empowered and inspired way, based on the fact that they see something differently. How does your life change when you see this? How does your life change when you stop looking at the door that was closed and you start looking at all the other doors that are in front of you? How does your life change when you stop seeing the people who you feel rejecting you and you see all the people? I wish I could go back and thank all the people who rejected me. I wish I could go back and one by one shake their hands, give them a big hug and a kiss. Thank you. Thank you for rejecting me. Thank you for not making me stuck in my low thinking. Thank you. Thank you. How does your life change when you see that? Folks, your feedback's welcome. Feedback's at AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also feedback through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Our buddy Elizabeth. Elizabeth's listening in Australia, and Elizabeth writes, I wish life had nice, clear signs to guide us, like the ones next to the highway. Perhaps our gut feelings are the signs, but we are not taught to trust these. You know what? You're right. And here's the thing, Elizabeth. We have to break down to simplicity. Simplicity is the answer to all the 1,000 hours of radio we've done. Simplicity is the answer. Think about, let's sidetrack for a second. So think about the shows that we've had, the guests that we've had. The guests that have really stood out more than other guests are the ones that kept it simple. They kept it simple, and that really spoke to our soul, to our being, to our intellect. It speaks to us. And the guests that would come on with some crazy cockamamie, okay, I think I'm back. All right, so I think we broke Blog Talk again. A note to Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much for a tremendous platform. And I understand that sometimes there are a lot of listeners to this show and that you have to kick some off and that kind of bandwidth. Maybe there's a way you can protect the bandwidth of the host and not and unfortunately kick off some of the listeners, but not kick off the host, which would make a lot more sense. I don't know if you can control it that way, but if you can, that maybe that's something you can look into. And I'm sorry, folks, if I lost you for a couple of minutes. Okay, so we were talking about Elizabeth's question. And Elizabeth's question was, I wish life had clear signs to guide us like the ones next to the highway. And perhaps our gut feelings are the signs, but we are not taught to trust these. So we go back to simplicity, and I was saying about the guests that we've had. Now, the guests that we've had, the ones that were simple, really talked to us, they really connected with us, and the ones that had these weird, out there ideas, really complex systems of living, those ones, they really don't connect. They don't make as much sense to us. Life, Elizabeth, is simple. So where we make things complex, Elizabeth, is in the labelings. Life is simple in that sense. You've heard me say before, life is simple, it's just not easy. Well, what happens is the labels that we place, because we are pattern seekers, the labels we place on these events make them difficult. If somebody rejects you, let's say if somebody rejects you, we don't take that at face value. If you offer yourself to somebody in some way, I'll help you do this, I'll help you do that, or I'd like to work for you, or I'd like to date you, or whatever, and they reject you without any data, without any information on that person's mindset, we immediately place a label on it that we're the issue. We are not good enough. We didn't do well enough. Right away, it's the labels that we start placing on those events that become hurtful. So when you say, I wish life had clear signs to guide us, it does. You tried something and it didn't work. There's a sign. You tried to walk through a door that didn't open. There's a sign. Life will let you know immediately. Now, as far as guiding you, because it is my belief that our innate purpose is nothing more than to be the greatest version of ourselves, then no matter where that closed door leads you, you have potential of something amazing if you're living your purpose, which again is to be the greatest version of yourself. I find this no matter where I go. No matter where I go, I find that if I'll just be the best version of me, I'll be fine. I'll make friends, I'll have some successes, and opportunities will pop up from everywhere. If I try to force myself into a situation that clearly isn't working for me, then that, by definition, that force creates resistance, and resistance is never fun. You'll always have some level of resistance, but resistance itself is never fun. So life does have clear signs to guide you, but it doesn't guide you necessarily, go this way instead, Elizabeth. It just says, no, not this way. And then, yes, you have your gut feelings that may or may not guide you towards exactly where you'll find happiness. But in fine-tuning who you are and fine-tuning what you like and fine-tuning the truth about yourself, you can tone those gut feelings and you can learn how to differentiate the ones that are just, you know, the ones that are the just your most basic fundamental reptilian brain craving stimulus and other thoughts that are actually good for you. You have to remember, when it comes to gut feelings, your limbic system communicates a lot faster than your frontal cortex. In other words, your limbic system, which is the oldest part of your brain, that is the reptilian part of your brain, that's the reactive part of your brain, that functions really quickly. That's why when you get angry really quickly. When you feel those basic primal urges, you feel them really quickly. And it takes a second before you put that all into context and start thinking rationally about it. That's your frontal cortex kicking in. But your frontal cortex communicates, its signals move slower than your limbic system. So as far as your gut feelings go, don't rush. Don't rush. Because you could have a gut feeling to punch someone in the face when they make you angry. But if you just wait a second, a few seconds, your frontal cortex will start kicking in and saying, well, this person's a jerk, but don't punch them in the face. You can get in trouble in this whole, if you just walk away right now, it'll end in a second. If you punch them in the face, this could be a legal battle that lasts forever. So as far as your gut feelings go, you can find that balance between limbic, the basic core of your limbic system, and your cortex. But the clear signs from life are there all day long, Elizabeth. They're there all day long. And you have to remember that they're not, especially when it comes to people, we seem most damaged by being rejected from people. And I'm seeing that in the feedback. I'm seeing that from Marisol in San Antonio, Texas. I'm seeing that from Rachel in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm seeing these same kinds of questions. I see Debbie in Seattle, Washington, all similar questions. And this comes about rejection. And it doesn't mean that feeling rejected isn't painful. I would imagine feeling rejected would be very painful. And again, it doesn't mean that at the core, when we want to connect with somebody and we feel they reject us, it's not painful. That feeling is painful. That feeling of even being redirected is painful. I'm not talking about it not being painful. I'm talking about it not being the end of our journey. If that was what was meant for you, you'd be there now. You are 100% always where you should be. It may not be where you want to be, It may not be where you're comfortable being, but you are always where you should be. How does your life change when you let go of the attachment that you shouldn't be here? You let go of the attachment that you should be somewhere else. You let go of the attachment that this isn't the way it works for you. You let go of the attachment that they should be with you. You let go of the attachment to things that you have no control over. How does that change when you realize, I am where I am because this is where I should be. What am I doing now? Where am I going now? What is this road taking me on? Who's on this road? What's the scenery on this road? Never mind the road that's closed. Get over it. The road's closed. Get over it. The road is closed. What am I doing now? Where am I going now? How am I going to make the best of this situation? How am I going to be the best version of myself on this road? We very rarely ask ourselves these questions, and that's why we very rarely feel a life of happiness, very rarely feel a life of satisfaction. We label ourselves into depression. We label ourselves into inferiority. We label ourselves into a minimized life. We label ourselves into not being good enough. We shape our lives by the labels that limit us. And we say, I was rejected. I wasn't good enough. Instead of recognizing that life isn't out to get you. Life isn't out to get you. There's no universal law that's out there thinking, oh, let me get this one. Life is life. Sometimes you're the windshield. Sometimes you're the bug. That's life. There's no one who goes through life unscathed. It does seem that sometimes some people get more of the brunt of it than others. That's life. You want to apply all kinds of magical thinking to that and karmic laws and all that stuff? That's cool. That's cool. I don't want to talk you out of the magic of thinking. But it's still life. And you can either choose to deal with it or choose to be a victim of it. You can choose for life to happen to you, or you can choose to happen to life. That's life. So what are you doing about it? Are you going to constantly feel rejected and small, or are you going to finally stand up in the greatness of your truth and live life and take the detour? I don't care where this thing's taking me, but I'm not stopping. When's the last time you said, I don't care where this thing's taking me, but I'm not stopping. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm on my way. Start moving in life and confidently move in the direction of your greatness. It doesn't matter who you encounter, be great. It doesn't matter what you encounter, be great. It doesn't matter if you're winning an award 1 minute or you're sitting there holding your mother as she takes her last breath the next minute, be great. Because that's life. Life is always filtered. This is how powerful we are. We can say the universe is powerful. It is. We could say the universe is infinite. It is. We can say so many things about this universe, about our God. We can say so many things about different aspects of life. But you know what's so beautiful? Do you know what's so powerful? Do you know what's so empowering? And do you know what is so true? That what we call life, what you specifically call your life, what I specifically call my life, what we call that is actually the universe unfolding itself through your filters. We experience life through our filters. We are the ones who define life. We are the ones that are empowered or poisoned by it, by the labels we place on life and by the labels we place on ourselves. What if you ever thought you were so powerful? That rejection wasn't possible. That nothing had the power to reject you, that you could only be redirected. What if you took that nature, that thing that comprises most of your body? Most of your body is made up of water. Water has a great attitude. Water fits and goes. You could put it in a cup and it takes the shape of the cup. But at the same time, you lay it on the ground and it'll carve out the Grand Canyon. It is powerful. It knows when to stay still and be its powerful self. And it knows when to rage through rock. But it is always its greatest self. It'll take the shape of your cup and hydrate you. You would die without it. It will take the shape of the cup and tame itself for your nourishment and at the same time try to put up a barrier and see what happens. It'll knock that thing over so quickly. Oh, all of Long Island will tell you that. All of New Orleans will tell you that. How quickly water, if it wants to come through, it'll come through. You can't reject it unless it chooses it. We are made up of that. How powerful would your life be? How powerful would your life be if you realize that your purpose is so great? That the capability inside you is so tremendous that you know rejection is only a label you choose to put on something. How powerful would your life be if you chose to no longer put that label on something? You're not rejected. You're redirected. Thank you to everybody who ever told me I wasn't good enough. You were wrong. Thank you to everybody who always told me I wasn't good enough. I wasn't strong enough. I wasn't fine enough. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't fast enough. You are all wrong. You all put the wrong label on me. And for many years, I may have allowed myself to be defined by the label someone else put on me. But that's gone. I will never let someone else's opinion define my reality because I know that most people out there, unfortunately, but still true, most people out there have a very bottom-dwelling agreement with reality, and their opinions do not reflect me, but their opinions reflect themselves. And when you live a bottom-dwelling agreement with reality, when you live a bottom-dwelling agreement with reality, you have bottom-dwelling labels. You become a hater. Oh, you're not good enough. Oh, look at them. They're not. Oh, sure, they might say nice things, but look at them. They're fat. Oh, look at them. They're this. They're old. They're young. Whatever it is. All these labels I had always heard about myself and about other people, I'd always heard, and I always thought that they were they were astute, objective opinions from people who were well-thinking, but instead I realized they were the limiting and limp opinions of bottom-dwelling thinkers. No, thank you. I'm going to be like water. And if I'm taking the shape of a cup, you better know that I'm choosing to take that shape of a cup because I'm about to nourish you. And if you try and put a barrier around me, I want you to know that I'm going to break through it. and then I'm going to carve a new path wherever I go. And I'm going to carve a path that is so well carved, I'm going to inspire other people like me to do the same. Because I'm here to be the best version of myself. Anything else is a slap in the face to that which created me. Anything else is a slap in the face to myself. Anything else is a slap in the face to this universe that could only be experienced as it unfolds through the filters of my reality. How dare I be anything less than spectacular? How dare I realize that I am not rejected, I am redirected? How dare I underestimate the greatness inside of me just because of the hate and limited thinking inside of you? How dare I be anything less than spectacular? How dare I not go out there and put myself into positions that I may move forward? It may cause me to cry. It may cause me to laugh. It may cause me to win. It may cause me to lose. It may cause me to go up. It may cause me to go down. But I'll always be moving. I'll always be learning. I'll always be the greatest version of myself in any situation, not because I'm a holy man, not because I'm the great philosopher, not because I'm a doctor, not because I'm a boy, not because I'm a man, not because I'm a son, not because I'm a brother, but because I am a person alive here having this human experience, a human experience that demands that I live to my purpose of greatness, or else I suffer in the depression of every other bottom dweller here. I refuse. I've been there. I've been there. And if you're there now, you know that you're there and you know that it sucks. I've been there and I will never be there again. I have been there and will never be there again. Dogmatic thinking. Those people who follow those rigid traditions, dogmatic thinking is for people who don't want to go to that hell, for people that don't want to go to that bottom dwelling place. Empowered thinking, water-like empowered thinking, enlightened thinking, that is for people who have already been there and don't want to go back. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli, reminding you that you're not rejected. You're redirected. No matter where you are in your journey, keep on moving. Pay attention and enjoy the journey. And know that I'm here in New York doing the same thing, sending you all kinds of love. Hey, check out our websites, stevemaraboli.com, empoweredlivingradio.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube. Please share, please repin, please retweet, please share, share, share. We're all on the same team and in this together. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. We'll see you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. We'll be right back.